From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The U.S. and South Korea are participating in joint military exercises in the Yellow Sea today. The drills come amidst increasing tensions on the Korean Peninsula, as Michael Rhee reports.
The four-day exercise kicked off as South Korea this weekend laid to rest two Marines who were killed in an attack by North Korea on Tuesday. Two civilians also died during the North's shelling of Yeonpyeong Island off South Korea's west coast. The nuclear-powered USS George Washington is leading this week's joint drills, which are taking place near the site of the attack. They also come in the face of further warnings by North Korea that it will retaliate again if provoked. South Korean military officials say the North has deployed surface-to-air missiles near the tense Yellow Sea border. Meantime, China today is calling for emergency six-party talks to be held next month on denuclearizing North Korea. For NPR News, I'm Michael Rhee in Seoul.
The Somali-born university student arrested this weekend for allegedly trying to bomb a crowded Christmas tree lighting ceremony in Portland, Oregon, is due in court tomorrow. Mohammed Osman Mohammed was caught up in a long-term government sting operation and was provided with fake explosives by federal agents. U.S. Attorney Dwight Holton says Mohammed was carefully monitored after he expressed an interest in launching an attack.
There was never a danger to the public anywhere here in Portland. But I think it's also, this case is a stark reminder that there are people determined to commit attacks here in the United States, even here in Oregon.
Holton says he attended Friday night's holiday celebration knowing that agents were arresting Mohammed. Two Muslim leaders in Oregon told reporters in front of Portland City Hall last night that they're shocked by the plot and relieved that no one was ever in any danger. Voters in Haiti are going to the polls today to elect a new president, even as they struggle to overcome January's deadly earthquake and a spreading cholera epidemic. Things got off to a slow start at some polling stations, and as NPR's Jason Bobian reports from Port-au-Prince, voters are facing a crowded ballot.
18 candidates are running for Haiti's top office. If no one gets more than 50% of the vote, there'll be a runoff between the two top vote getters on January 16th. The field includes the head of the Haitian National Construction Company, a former first lady, a popular local musician, a white businessman, and an evangelical preacher, among others. Whoever eventually wins will take over a country battling a cholera epidemic and devastated by last January's earthquake. Much of the capital still needs to be demolished. The next president will also be in a position to oversee billions of dollars in international reconstruction and relief aid. There have been riots in several parts of the country over the past 2 weeks, and international observers say they're concerned that there may be violence during this election. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Police in Brazil are taking control of a huge shantytown complex long held by drug traffickers. They began entering the slum in Rio de Janeiro this morning. Television images show helicopters flying low and hundreds of soldiers with armored vehicles in place in support of the operation. The Associated Press is reporting that they are meeting with less resistance than they expected. The face-off with hundreds of drug gang members comes after a week of widespread violence in Rio. Britain and much of Europe are shivering under unusually early, bitterly cold weather. As Larry Miller reports from London, the bad weather is set to last for at least 2 weeks.
Across the UK, it's the coldest November in 17 years, and it's been that way for most of the last week. In Wales, Saturday, it dropped to 1 degree Fahrenheit. There's been heavy snow since Friday in Scotland, Northern England, and Wales. 16 inches in some places, with more on the way. Roads have been blocked, conditions in some places described as treacherous. Train and ferry services are disrupted. Many sports events are canceled. Ireland has similar conditions, and Europe is also suffering. In northern Sweden last week, the thermometer fell below minus 22 degrees Fahrenheit. Forecasters say the bitter weather is coming from Greenland, and it'll feel even colder due to Siberian winds expected Monday. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Police are still looking for two teenagers allegedly involved in a shooting at a mall in Detroit. The shooting injured two people and sent shoppers on a busy shopping day scrambling for cover. Police say the gunfire erupted during a dispute between two rival groups of teenagers. One teen was critically wounded, as was a store employee at the mall, but both are expected to recover. This is NPR News.